Right now, it's time for The Record Ranch with Bob Carlin.
Look out, friends. Here's Leon. Take it away, boy. Take it away. Oh, everybody dance now.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Carlin, and this is The Record Ranch, and today we're going to be listening to some new wave, old-time music. Let's face it, urban folk audiences are as fickle as their larger pop counterparts. And this is no criticism, I'm sure that you would all agree with me if you listen to folk music. Fads are just as common in folk music as anywhere else. In the 1960s, it was hip to like the blues. In the late 1970s, Celtic music was big, and singer-songwriters are making a strong comeback in the 1980s. Throughout all of this, Appalachian fiddle and banjo music, like the salmon, fights its way upstream, surfacing now and again in the folk clubs and festivals, generally known to an underground network of musicians scattered throughout the United States. Because old-time music, as it is called by the musicians that play it, or old-timey by those who don't, is construed to be uncommercial, even within the small folk marketplace, few record labels will chance putting the bands on LPs. Happily, that situation has been recently remedied by a stream, although not a flood, of new releases. We'll discuss two new LPs today, Young Fogies on Heritage, and Chokers and Flies on the Rounder record label. Young Fogies is a double record survey of the current state of urban old-time music. Produced by Ray Alden, it is a sequel to his Visits LP of several years back. Young Fogies succeeds as a sampler of current urban old-time bands and is recommended to those seeking a collection that features both cuts already heard on limited release LPs and cassettes, as well as music recorded by Alden. We're going to hear two cuts from the Young Fogies collection. First off, in the vein of a very traditional treatment of a old-time tune, the Old Hollow String Band. They hail from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and we're going to hear them play the tune Twinkle Little Star. ¶¶